With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Mark Helprin was clearly upset during a publicity tour for his recent novel, A Soldier of the Great War. Helprin was smarting over a profile in the New York Times Sunday magazine.
It made me out to be a liar, and I'm not.
The article cast doubt on two incidents Helprin claimed were true, that he was nearly stabbed to death by a Pakistani in Jamaica, and that as a teenager he served with the British Merchant Navy. After the Times article, stories began to circulate about Mark Helprin's veracity.
My children remember, they came home from school, they're little children, they came home from school and they said, "Dada, why do you lie?" And that was what most made me angry.
So Helprin carried around with him an affidavit by a doctor confirming that he treated Helprin's stab wounds in Jamaica. Helprin also produced a ship's manifest indicating that he did serve on a British merchant ship.
If I were merely a writer of fiction, I suppose I could take it more in stride, but it also affects my credibility as a journalist.
Helprin is a contributing editor for the Wall Street Journal and is toying with the idea of running for the Republican senatorial nomination in the state of Washington.
Since I'm not the type of writer who likes to drink and be dissipated, I want to use the time, so I use the time in political studies and other things. I still haven't made up my mind about whether to do it or not. At this point, it doesn't look like I would win.
The wisdom of getting into politics is one thing, but Helprin's brilliance as a novelist is another. His extraordinary novel, A Soldier of the Great War, is the sweeping story of an Italian veteran of World War I, published by Harcourt Brace Jovanovich. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. In the year that followed the publication of Mark Helprin's controversial 1983 novel, Winter's Tale, Helprin and his wife bought an apartment in Brooklyn. An unscrupulous contractor gutted the place and then vanished, and Helprin started doing the construction work with his own hands.
He couldn't take rubble and dump it, and the apartment was filled full of rubble. In one corner, it went all the way up to the ceiling. So I had to sneak out at night with bags of rubble over my shoulders and carry them and throw them onto dumpsters.
One night, filthy and lugging two huge bags of rubble, Mark Helprin was stopped by the police.
The cop said to me, "Hey, you know, you." And I said, "What?" And he said, "What do you got in there?" And I looked up and I said, "I have all the gold of the East." And he said, "Put it down." And they got out of the car and I mean, they were touching their guns and everything. And they looked, and they were looking through it. I said, "Would you like it? I'll give it to you if you want."
Then Mark Helprin's father died. His mother moved in with him. The Brooklyn apartment wasn't big enough, so Helprin decided to leave New York.
I wanted a place that was better for my children to grow up in, and that had good, strong economic prospects, and that was very physically beautiful.
The Helprin family moved to Seattle, where he completed work on his recent novel, A Soldier of the Great War, which moved quickly to the bestseller list. Mark Helprin is committed to life in Seattle.
When I come back to the East, it feels so strange because everything is so crowded. It's like Bombay out there. The air is filthy.
Harcourt Brace Jovanovich published Mark Helprin's A Soldier of the Great War. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Mark Helprin was 17 in 1964 and was traveling around Europe with a knapsack on his back. He found himself in a village in Italy, where he walked into the train station.
There were peasants in there, women dressed in black, chickens in wooden cages. It was late at night, hot. People were spitting on the floor. It was really something out of a good movie.
The people in the station assumed that Helprin, with his blonde hair, was German. He saw an old man with one leg standing against the wall.
Flowing white hair, and he was in a white suit. He had one leg, and he was leaning against his crutches. And he had a row of medals over his heart.
The old man, thinking Helprin was German, stared at him with hatred.
I stared him back, and I didn't drop my eyes. And of course, it was a challenge to him. So we had the staring contest.
The staring match lasted until the train came, but by that time, the old man's expression changed.
At the end, it was a fatherly expression that he had, and he smiled at me.
Mark Helprin always wondered about that old man and how he became the way he was.
Well, I've always been impressed by and interested in these old people who have great stories.
So more than 25 years later, Mark Helprin wrote a novel, A Soldier of the Great War, in which an old man, perhaps the same man in that small train station, recounts the drama of his life.
I wrote a book which could have been his story.
Mark Helprin's sprawling novel, A Soldier of the Great War, is rich in character and breathtaking in scope, published by Harcourt Brace Jovanovich. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Mark Helprin's best-selling novel, A Soldier of the Great War, is the story of Alessandro Giuliani, an old man, a veteran of World War I. Alessandro recounts his life to a teenager he meets on the road. A lot of Helprin's novel is based on fact, the Italian Army's wholesale execution of its own men, for example.
In the First World War, in Italy as well as other places, they did do decimations of the ranks. When a battle went badly, the commanders would take every tenth man from whatever unit was fighting, shoot them.
One of the book's most colorful characters is a dwarf who becomes head scribe in the War Department and who crazily signs the documents that send Alessandro to adventures all over the country.
I had a lot of that experience myself in the Army. I was rocketed like a projectile from one part of the country to another by various clerks who just went, you know, a little check on a piece of paper.
The scribe is horrified by the thought of typewriters, which he thinks will lead to industrial alienation.
He thought that the typewriter was going to be the ruination of the world because he thought that writing with a pen was a beautiful thing.
Another character in the book is a young soldier who is fascinated by stationery stores. Mark Helprin, too, loves office supplies.
Half the people in stationery stores are there because they have this obsessive love of stationery.
Mark Helprin says he's constantly in search of the perfect office where he'll continue to write books, such as A Soldier of the Great War, published by Harcourt Brace Jovanovich. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Mark Helprin's 1983 novel, Winter's Tale, both enchanted and baffled many readers. It's the story of a magic 19th century New York City, where horses fly and men live hundreds of years. But Helprin says much of Winter's Tale was based on real characters and true events.
The strangest things have happened in this city, stranger than fiction. So it wasn't entirely that fantastical, although I admit horses do not fly.
But in his novel, A Soldier of the Great War, Mark Helprin followed his father's advice and wrote a more or less realistic story of an old Italian man who describes his adventures during World War I. Helprin says he always thinks of a last line and then writes toward it.
Even though I'm compulsively neat and organized, nonetheless, for writing, it's all in my head. And I allow myself for every book, even this book, which is 800 pages or more, I forgot how many exactly, I allow myself only one sheet of 8x10 paper for all planning, outlining, and notes.
In 1989, Mark Helprin signed a contract to write 6 books for his publisher, Harcourt Brace and Jovanovich. The deal, reportedly worth some $2 million, ran against conventional wisdom. It was felt that Helprin could have sold each book separately for more money.
I did it because I was not interested in earning the maximum amount of money, but rather in making the conditions under which I could write without having to worry about money.
Mark Helprin lives in Seattle, where he's an outspoken Republican and is intrigued with the possibility of running for a U.S. Senate seat. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.